This is TechCrunch.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
China's autonomous vehicle regulation requires safety operators in-car recordings. By Rita Liao. When it comes to spurring the development of cutting-edge technologies, the Chinese government is rather pragmatic in its policy-making process. In the field of autonomous driving, the country has made some big strides in defining the parameters and limitations for service providers, removing regulatory ambiguity, and granting industry players the freedom to test and commercialize the nascent technology. The Chinese Ministry of Transport recently unveiled a set of trial guidelines for autonomous vehicle services like robo-taxis, self-driving trucks, and robo-buses. The release arrived about 16 months after the department began seeking public opinions on the regulatory framework. Prior to the introduction of the nationwide guidelines, policymaking on AV had been playing out in a more decentralized fashion, with local governments formulating their own rules for service providers on their turf. Major tech clusters like Beijing, Shenzhen, and Guangzhou, for example, have been front runners in allowing companies to test AVs with minimum human interference. There are a couple of noteworthy points from the new guidelines, and a close read revealed some interesting contrasts between the perspectives of Chinese and U.S. regulators regarding the emerging technology. For one, the rules stipulate that AVs, regardless of their level of automation, can only operate within designated areas. Autonomous buses, for example, should run in enclosed or roads with relatively simple conditions. The restriction sounds slightly more relaxed for robo-taxis, which are allowed under controlled and safe traffic conditions. Robo-trucks have the most explicit restrictions that limit them to only point-to-point highways or good traffic conditions. Aside from obtaining permits for their AVs, operators should also apply for the relevant licenses required for public transportation service providers. AVs should be labeled clearly to alert other drivers on the road. The guidelines make only one reference to software, mandating that over-the-air upgrades adhere to regulations from the Ministry of Industry and Information to ensure their safety. The rules also specify the requirements for safety operators at various degrees of automation. Autonomous cargo trucks should, in principle, be equipped with in-car safety operators. Robo-taxis with advanced automation should have one in-car safety operator, and robo-taxis with full automation can be monitored by remote safety operators who should not oversee more than three vehicles, provided that the cars run in only certain areas. Unlike U.S. regulators, which require reporting by AV operators in the event of accidents, China applies a more active surveillance-based approach. According to the guidelines laid out by China's Ministry of Transport, AVs are expected to monitor and store the status of the vehicles while also transmitting essential data in real time to both the service providers and the relevant local regulatory authorities. They should also establish an agreement with the vehicle manufacturers and safety operators on the respective parties' scope of responsibilities. So what information do the regulators expect to receive in case of an accident? The rules mandate that the AVs have a minimum of 90 seconds of recorded event data, which should include the vehicle's license plate number, control mode, location speed, acceleration, and direction. It should also detail the car's perception of the environment and its response thereafter, signal status, a 360-degree camera view of the car's surroundings, and remote orders or malfunction diagnoses, if any. Most notably, the data should also include in-car video and audio recordings of driver behavior and human-machine interaction. Cruise and Waymo, in comparison, only record videos and only activate audio recordings during live support calls. The audio requirement for AVs isn't that surprising, after all, given that Chinese ride-sharing services like Didi already continuously record in-car conversations for safety purposes, a requirement that has raised concerns over passenger privacy.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.